Niyam agraha, adherence to rules below or above one's qualification, and non-adherence to rules. Regulations or niyamas are of two types. One, those that are prescribed by shastras, vidhi lakshana niyama, and two, those that are prohibited, nished lakshana niyamaha. Both types of regulations bring about the living entity's auspiciousness. Conditioned souls are eligible to attain a highly exalted stage, even when they are in an extremely wretched condition. In between, the many other stages are like successive steps. These steps are resting places for the living entities. Various regulations, in the form of rules and prohibitions, have been prescribed for each step. The living entity attains the eligibility to climb to the next step by properly observing the rules and prohibitions prescribed for the step upon which he currently rests. If he is unable to attain the qualification for the next step, he is deposed to a lower step. This is called durgati, regression, and attaining a higher step is called sadgati, progression. Firm faith in one's qualification is a virtue, and rejection of it is a fault. To properly follow the regulations for the step one is currently standing on is called swadharma or swa-adhikara nishta. To act in faithful accordance with one's own qualification alone is a virtue, guna, and to act in transgression of it is a fault, dosha. There is no other definition for virtue and fault. Bhagwan Shri Krishna has instructed Uddhava, Sway sway adhikare ya nishta sa gunaha parikirtita viprayastu dosha syad ubher esha nishchaya desh kaladi bhavanam vastunam mam satatam guna dosho vidhayate niyam artham hi karmanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.21.2 and 7. To be firmly established in the duties one is authorized to perform is a good quality, whereas failure to do so is a fault. Good qualities and faults are ascertained in this way. In order to curb materialistic activities, O saintly Uddhav, I have established all that is virtuous and immoral among time, place, and all existing objects. To maintain firm faith in duties according to one's own qualification is a virtue, and inversely, to endeavor for that for which one is unqualified is a fault. The purport is that the states of virtue and fault are determined according to one's qualification, not anything else. The virtues and faults of time, place, and existing objects have therefore been ordained in order to prevent people from developing the inclination to abandon their prescribed duties and to prevent transgressions of convention. These regulations, which are comprised of rules and prohibitions, can further be divided into two categories: eternal regulations, nitya niyamaha, and occasional regulations, namatik niyamaha. Eternal rules and prohibitions. The living entity is a completely pure spiritual being. The regulations comprising rules and prohibitions ordained for the completely pure soul, situated in its eternal nature, are known as nitya niyama. But after attaining this worldly condition, which Maya has given through the agency of material designations, he attains a state other than his perfect state. This other condition is comprised of material designations. This conditioned state, based on material designations, is of various different types. The eternal stage, however, is non-dual and one. In his eternal state, prema is the only rule for the living entity, and envy is the only provision. This one regulation, made up of this rule and provision, is part of the eternal nature of jiva. That living entity, who is free from envy and full of prema, is the shelter of eternal ras, bhagavad bhakti ras. despite its being of five types. Rasa is one uninterrupted and transcendental principle. We are not currently discussing the standards of that stage of prema. Here, it is only necessary to know that in that stage, the living entities are eternally situated. Occasional rules and provisions. Although there are various types of occasional regulations, the steps within them have been divided into three categories based on their external characteristics. All the Shrutis, Smritis and Puranas describe the gross divisions of karma, jnana and bhakti. Rules and provisions are designated for each division. The following is prescribed for the karma division: the observance of varnashram dharma, including performance of the 10 purificatory rites, dasha samaskaras, and those performed at specific times of the day, annik. Its provisions are performance of sins, bad habits, and so forth. The following are prescribed for the jnana division: sannyas, tyag, vairagya, and deliberating on the difference between matter and spirit. Its provisions are activity performed in self-spirit, forbidden activities, and attachment to sense object. The following are prescribed for the bhakti division. While cultivating bhakti to Bhagwan, one is to develop indifference to worldly matters. Observe those rules and provisions of karma and jnana that are favorable for bhakti, and through them, carry out the maintenance of the body. The provisions for bhakti are giving up every type of karma and jnana that is opposed to Bhagavad Bhakti, giving up attachment to sense objects, and giving up any conceptions and actions that are unfavorable for bhakti. The first step for a conditioned soul, karma kanda. From the moment a conditioned soul gives up his illicit habits, or in other words, his degraded character, he reaches the first step, karma kanda, means abiding by the prescription of the section of the Vedas that describes the activities of rotative work. The only niyam, regulation for the living entities situated on this step is to incessantly and virtuously follow varnashram dharma while aspiring for the next step, jnana. As long as the living entity does not develop indifference to activities related to this world, indifference resulting from distinguishing between matter and spirit and attaining knowledge of the self, he will be a sinner if he renounces his firm faith in varnashram dharma. But when this type of disregard manifests, he becomes more qualified for elevation. By it, his firm faith in karma is eradicated. If he is still inclined to follow the rules governing karma at that time, then his advancement is delayed. Second step, jnana kanda. In the same way, the rule for those situated on the step of the jnana division is to maintain firm faith in jnana. As long as they do not develop a taste for the step of bhakti, they must properly follow the rules prescribed for the step of jnana. As soon as the qualification for bhakti arises, firm faith in jnana should be relinquished. If this is not done, one becomes contaminated by the fault of niyam agraha and will not be able to progress. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.9 instructs, Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyet yavata mat katha shavanadhova shraddha yavan na jayate. This means that one should act according to the rules and provisions related to fruited action, karma, until one develops a renunciation bond of discretion for the material world, which is pervaded with fruitative acts, karma, and heavenly pleasures attained through such acts. This renunciation shall remain in effect until such time that faith, shraddha in the narrations of Bhagwan Shri Krishna's pastimes does not appear. Faith is the only qualification for bhakti. Tasman vad bhakti yuktasya योगिनो व मद आत्मना न ज्ञानम न च वैराग्यम प्रायश्यो भवेद इह। श्रीमद्भागवतम 11.20.31। फॉर द योगी हु इज एंडोर्ड विद भक्ति टू मी एंड अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन थॉट्स ऑफ मी देर इज नो नीड फॉर मोनिस्टिक नॉलेज और रिनाउंसिएशन। हिज ऑस्पिशियसनेस इज सोली अटेन्ड थ्रू भक्ति टू मी। द पर्पज इज दैट only after one's nishtha in knowledge and renunciation ceases will the activities of bhakti clearly manifest in the heart. Our only duty is to give up faith in karma and jnana and develop faith in bhakti. The temple of Krishna Prem is situated at the very top of the spire of Sri Golok Vrindavan. To reach there, one must have ascended the 14 steps of material world, which teems with the activities of karma kand, and eventually rise up to the Vaikuntha's topmost region. Firm faith in the steps of karma and jnana must be gradually and sequentially given up. As a result, one becomes qualified for the step of bhakti. The door of the temple of prema is revealed when one ascends the steps of bhakti. Third step, bhakti and the sequence of its development. Shraddha, faith, is the only regulation, niyam, for the living entity standing on the step of bhakti. This shraddha transforms into nishtha, firm conviction. When one's anarthas are removed by remaining engaged in performing bhajan in saintly association, the living entity ascends the staircase of bhakti proportionate to the extent his anarthas have been destroyed. His nishtha transforms into ruchi, taste. Ruchi transforms into asakti, strong attachment. And asakti transforms into bhav, transcendental sentiment that is a seed of prema. This bhav, in the form of rati, spiritual affection, becomes rasa with the help of various ingredients. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.26 states, Yatha yatha atmo parimajata aso mad punne gatha shavan abidhanah tatha tatha pashyati vastu sukshamam chakshu yatha anjanam sampryauktam. Just as anointing the eyes with salve gives them the power to see even subtle objects, similarly, when the living entity's heart is cleansed by hearing and chanting about my supremely purifying Leela Katha, he gains the ability to realize extremely subtle principles, namely the truth about my Sarup and Leelas. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu 1.4.15 and 16, Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned this sequence very clearly. Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajan Kriya Tato Anartha Nivrittihi Syad Tato Nishta Ruchis Tataha Atha Asaktis Tato Bhavas Tata Prema Abhyudayanchati Sadhakanam Ayam Premna Pradur Bhava Bhavet Krama. There are four steps in Sadhan Bhakti: Shraddha, Nishta, Ruchi, and Asakti. Upon transcending these four steps, one reaches the step of Bhav, which is the doorway to Prema. There are different regulations, niyamas, for each step according to the level of one's faith. While ascending to the next step, one leaves the previous step behind. Then, being indifferent to the regulations designated for the previous step, one must sincerely follow the designated niyamas for the next step. For those who disregard this sequence and do not give up niyamagraha, the zeal to perform the regulations of the previous step, those regulations become shackles that bind them to that step and prevent them from advancing to the next steps. All the rules and provisions on the path of bhakti are included in one principal regulation. The set of niyamas ascribed to each step on the path of bhakti are included within one journal principal niyama as follows: Smartavya satatam Vishnur Vismartavyo na jatuchit Sarve vidhi nishedha syur Hitayur eva kinkara. Padma Puran Uttarakhand, chapter 42. Always remember Vishnu and never forget him. All the other provisions and recommendations are servitors of these two instructions. The principal rule from which all other rules of the scriptures manifest is to constantly remember Krishna, and the principal provision from which all other provision manifest is to never forget him. Remembering this principal rule, the practitioner gradually gives up faith in the previous rules and adopts the regulations of the following step. If a person neglects to follow this, he will fall due to the fault of adhering to the rules prescribed for a previous step, Niyam Agraha, and will remain deprived for further advancement. Every practitioner of bhakti must always remember this. In this regard, Hari Bhakti Vilas gives the following instructions. Kartyanti tani tu prayo grihanam dani nam satam likhantani natu tyaktva parigraha mahatmanam. The rites included within this book have mostly been written for grihasthas and wealthy sadhus. There are no regulations for extremely detached and fully renounced mahatmas. Ayasyami tani sarvani tesham tad ratva siddhai prab opekshyani bhaktirhi sadacharika sadhana. Although not a single rule in the scripture called Hari Bhakti Vilas has been written for fully renounced and extremely detached persons, still, the only proper behavior for sadhakas who want to reach the stage of complete renunciation is to follow the behavior of sadhus who have already attained that stage. Types of Sharanagati. The symptom of persons who have attained Shraddha is that they are surrendered, Sharanagat, unto the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Sharanagati is of two types, for householders and for renunciants. Hari Bhakti Vilas gives a collection of regulations to be observed by householders who have attained this stage of Sharanagati. In the same scripture, the observance of Shiv Chaturdashi and other vratas are also mentioned. Of those regulations, surrender renunciants will follow those that are applicable. Symptoms of a devotee with unalloyed surrender. As both householders and renunciants gradually progress in their sadhana, they attain unalloyed surrender. At that time, the regulations they must respectively follow become somewhat different. In this stage, one gradually progresses in sadhana, and thus one-pointed surrender to Shri Krishna arises. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.18.28 offers the following perspective on this topic. Jnana nishto virakto va madbhakto va anyapekshakah salingan ashramasya tattva charet avidya gocharah. My devotee who does not desire monastic knowledge, renunciation, liberation or anything else is not bound by the regulations of any ashram. Having left his ashram and its symbols and being situated beyond the rules and provisions of Vedic scriptures, he roams freely according to his own will. Ekanti tam gataantu Shri Krishna charanam bhajau bhaktihi swataha parvartita tad vigye kim vratadibhi. Hari Bhakti Vilas 20.382. Bhakti herself manifests within the hearts of those who have become one-pointed to the lotus feet of Shri Krishna, and therefore such persons give no consideration to observing vratas or any other regulations. For them, such things are obstacles. Namai ekantana bhaktanam guna dosha bhava gunaha sadunam samachittanam buddhai param upayosam. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.36. My unalloyed premi bhaktas have no relation with the piety and impiety resulting from observing rules and provisions, because these mahatmas who possess equal vision have already attained the absolute truth by dint of their intelligence. एवं एकादिनां प्राय कीर्तनं स्मरणं प्रभो कुर्वन्तां परं प्रीत्या कृत्याम् अन्य न रोचते विहितेषु एव नित्येषु प्रवर्तन्ते स्वयं हिते इति आद्य एकांतिनं भाति महात्म्यं लिखितं हि तत् हरि भक्ति विलास 20.382-384 For the most part, one-pointed and surrendered devotees engage in chanting the names of Sri Krishna, Krishna Kirtan, and remembering him, Krishna Smaranam, with great love. Consequently, they have no taste for the regulations prescribed for devotees of a lesser qualification. Although they are sometimes seen to observe the standard daily rules by their own desire, they are not obliged to follow any regulations. Nor are they considered to be engaged in Niyamagraha. This is mentioned in the 8th verse of Upadeshamrit and is the glory of one-pointed devotees. That is, their greatness is no way diminished if they do not perform the duties prescribed for others. The purport here is that whenever great personalities situated on a higher step follow the regulations prescribed for those on a lower step, it is by their own desire. By his own desire, a person who possesses the qualification to perform jnana follow varnashrama, which is included within the qualification to perform karma. He is not obliged by any rules, vidhi. Similarly, by his own will, a person qualified to perform bhakti observes the regulations prescribed for those qualified to perform karma or jnana. In other words, although he is not subject to such rules and provisions, he follows them according to his own desire. In the same way, although a one-pointed devotee situated on the highest platform of bhakti may follow regulations of karma, jnana, or those prescribed for ordinary sadhan bhakti, he cannot be considered a niyam agrahi, means one who adheres to the regulations of a lower stage. Since, even while doing so, he remains engaged in one-pointed bhajan of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, according to his own independent mood. Sadhakas who give up niyamagraha and began to observe regulations very quickly traverse the path of advancement. Instructions on niyamagraha. The instructions given here is that sadhakas attain the qualification for a higher step while following the regulations of their current qualification. At that time, they are not so insistent about observing the regulations of the previous steps. It is advisable for every sadhak to constantly remember this instruction and ascend the stairway in the proper sequence with the goal of performing bhajan characterized by constant smaran and kirtan of Sri Krishna.